Abraham is the father of faith, and he sets the example of true faith. His life tells us that the way to receive God's love and blessings is obedience, love and goodness, humbleness and service. And he went through two great difficulties, the same kind of difficulties, which was to get his wife Sarah taken away. It looks like they're the same incident, but in spirit, they are very different. When his life was taken for the first time, he used his fleshly thoughts. But in the second time, he left everything, committed everything into God's hands. So let us delve into that for a moment. Abraham received the calling of God at the age of 75. And he set out and left his hometown without knowing the destination. He received the promise of blessing, but there were also trials and blessing, trials and difficulties. He went into Canaan land. But it wasn't the time to take the land yet, so he moved to another place. Genesis chapter 12, verses 9 to 13 says that Abraham journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev, southward. God called him and gave him the promise of blessing, and Abraham went to Canaan, but Abraham didn't settle in Canaan. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." It was his fleshly thought, but it was also in the plan of God. God was refining Abraham so that his faith would be perfected. Abraham loved and feared God. But knowing and realizing through experience are two different things. That is why God had to refine him so that he could break down all the fleshly thoughts. As Abraham expected, the Egyptians delivered the news of the beauty of Sarai, and the Pharaoh took her. Abraham was wise enough to say that she was his sister, which was also true. But there was another problem. She was taken away. Abraham was in a foreign land just to sojourn there, and he couldn't fight them. He wasn't a very rich man either. So he couldn't do anything. He prepared in his own way for that hardship. But his wife was taken away, unlike what expected. So what do we have to do in this situation? He had a bigger problem. Now he repented of using his fleshly thoughts, and he began to rely on God completely. When we use our fleshly thoughts, our problems might deteriorate. But when that happens, we have to look back on ourselves as to what went wrong, what we did wrong. So when we pray about those things, the Holy Spirit can let us realize it, and we can repent of our shortcoming, our mistake, and we can just commit everything into God's hands. Then God can solve the problem in an instant. Abraham didn't have any evil in this incident. He didn't use fleshly thoughts to disobey God. It's just that he was not trained enough, refined enough. So in some cases, he used his fleshly thoughts. But when he realized his shortcoming, he repented immediately, and he committed everything to God, and God solved the problem. So he received his wife back, and he got more possessions than when he went into Egypt. So even though we are not perfect yet, we can gain greater faith when we pass the trials. Now, in Genesis chapter 20, the same kind of thing happened. Abimelech, the king of Gerar, took his wife Sarah. But it was done in the providence of God. It was allowed so that God could reveal the greatness of Abraham. So sometimes it looks like it's the same. In our lives, you meet the same people, you encounter same kinds of situations. And maybe for the first time, you acted in kind of evil, but now the second time and third time, you have to improve. So you can check yourself at each moment and learn the lesson from previous occasions and contemplate on them. Then you can understand what the goodness, what good behavior is, what the desirable behavior is in the sight of God. If you don't look back on yourself, if you don't check yourself all the time, you will keep on making the same mistakes over and over. But it wasn't the case with Abraham. In the second time, Abraham just committed everything into God's hands. And he obeyed God. After the king of Gerar took Sarah, God appeared in the dream of the king, telling him that Abraham is a prophet and Sarah is his wife. Genesis chapter 20 verse 7 says, "Now therefore restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours." So God put fear of Abraham in him. So the king returned Sarah, and to apologize, he gave him the land and a lot of possessions too. It was before he actually took her to sleep with her. So before that happened, the king took her because he thought she was his sister. So the king was innocent. So God appeared in his dream so he could return her. So it was all in the plan of God. And through that, the king and the people there, they were aware of what kind of person Abraham was. So this was the plan of God. Abraham was very rich. He was on the move. He was sojourning here and there. So the kings might want to take his possessions. They might steal or just take them, take the wealth of Abraham anytime. So through this kind of incident, God let them see what kind of person Abraham is, that they should be afraid of him. It looks like the incident, two incidents look like the same. But in the second incident, God, it was actually God's blessing. God was actually laying the foundation to establish the nation Israel. When we face difficulties, when we just act in goodness and faith, God will certainly change it into answers and blessings. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 7 says, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So you might face difficulties, but God is encouraging us so that we can overcome. He's cheering for us. Sometimes God also had to shed tears in cases like when Jesus was being crucified. But because he knew that he would be able to gain so many saved children, we can still rejoice. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we can have more of a perfect faith through trials. Without tests, we won't be able to get praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So in order to cast away sins and evil and to become a greater vessel, to have a broader mind, there are tests. So just like in Abraham's case, we should also pass all the trials with faith to please God. And especially the trials that we are going through now are very similar with the trials that we had during 98 and 99. The history repeats itself, and sometimes the trials are repeated so that we can have greater faith, love, and goodness. Those who experienced the 98 and 99, you can check yourself what kind of trust and faith you have now compared to that time. Also, maybe some of you heard about those 98 and 99 trials. If you are young children or young people, or if you weren't there in the church at that time, you can check your faith and have a firm, unshakable faith. I would like to look back what kind of glory we received after the trials in 98 and 99. God says we'll receive blessings after trials. So I'd like to remember once again, after 98 and 99, what happened? What kinds of blessings we received? At that time, our faith was weak and so many people left the church. And at that time, of course, we overcame along with the faith by the help of the faith of the senior pastor. So we'd like to delve into whether it's really true when we say trials are blessings. So when we'd like to see if really blessings came after the trials, so that we can see what kinds of blessings we will receive after these trials pass away. Late last year, preparing for the 2019 opening assembly. Because these trials are similar with the ones that we had in 98 and 99, I looked into the what the senior pastor said in the closing assembly and opening assembly of 98 and 99. That was in the middle, right in the middle of trials. The trials began from July 98. Many pastors and leaders left the church. And they opened another church near our church to deceive, to bring so many church members to their church. And also we had the broadcasting incident in May 99. As the pastor was saying, that trial is blessing. And after we pass these trials, God will give us these blessings and glory and honor. That was the main point of senior pastor's message. And amazingly enough, what the senior pastor said at that time is all fulfilled now, and it is like everyday life for us. Now we have these things every week, and these great works, we didn't have them back then. So these great things began to take place from the year 2000, after we passed those trials. After 1999, we had many joyful things. The senior pastor's power became greater. Many people from the world began to come to our church, and we forgot about the sorrows we had in 98 and 99. And as we go through all these things and remember what happened back then, we were just hoping these things would happen, but now it's all realized, actualized. So I came to have even greater hope. So there will be greater things that will take place after these things are over. And we'll have hope of greater hope of New Jerusalem. And going through the senior pastor's messages of the closing and opening assembly in 98 and 99, I came to have hope. And there will be, I summarized them into four categories. And I hope you will realize that it's not something that was just automatically, that was given for free. All these great works were given, allowed, because we passed, senior passed, and we passed the trials with faith. The first category, the first thing is the power to revive even the dead. I'm not saying it never happened before 98 and 99. Especially, it was the case with carbon monoxide gas poisoning. Those who stopped breathing, they received the senior pastor's prayer and they recovered. It was already taking place. But God especially talked about the power to revive the dead, even Lazarus, even for people like Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days and had foul smell. This God told him to pray for that kind of power. And about this power to revive the dead. Senior pastor said, God said, God said to senior pastor, if you have the love, even more perfect love that you are not aware of, you'll be able to revive even the dead. So God was telling him to pray for those things. For senior pastor, he already had love because he never hated anybody, even those other people were giving a hard time, slandering him, accusing him wrongfully without any reason. He didn't hate any of them. He had no enemies. So he didn't really understand what the greater love is. But before trials, it's difficult to understand this deep love, this level of love, because he was already loving everybody. He didn't hate anybody. And even though the people hated him even so much more and attacked him so much more, and yet if he loved them back, it means he had greater love. So without trials, we can't really grow in faith. We can't really increase our faith. So through the trials, you can realize yourselves, your shortcomings, the things that you didn't cultivate yet. So it is a blessing for you to realize your shortcomings. Suppose somebody hates you and you have a hard time. But there's nobody who hates you. Then you didn't realize that you don't have love. But when somebody actually hates you, you realize that your zeal in faith cools down, you hate him back, and you have a hard time, you feel bad, you have hard feelings. So you realize you have those things. So it is a blessing to realize yourself. So now, what do you have to do? You can just pray to cast away these things. So through these trials, some of you realize your shortcomings. Then in the special Daniel prayer meeting, you can pray about them and improve yourself. Now, God wants us, the church members, to improve ourselves. You know, New Jerusalem is not for everybody. Those who hate, those who dislike others, those who attack others, of course, these people won't go to New Jerusalem. And even if others do that to us, and if we hate them back, we won't be able to go to New Jerusalem. We have to be able to love them back. And if we can't, we realize ourselves. And senior pastor just kept all the words of God. When so many people, they accused him wrongfully, he only loved them back. In the beginning of 98 and 99 trials, the pastors and leaders left the church and caused so much hardship to the church. But he didn't reveal their iniquities. He didn't reveal their sins. He just prayed before God, and he just wanted them to come back. Maybe it's easier said than done. Maybe some of you are suffering because of these situations. You don't want them to come back because they are acting in so much evil. The senior pastor, he was betrayed. He gave them only blessings. He only prayed for them. And yet they loved the world. They rather attacked him. And they made a false report to some press. And yet he just overcame with goodness and love. So he cultivated even deeper level of love. God mentioned this deeper level of love, and he actually understood this love, and he cultivated it. And he asked for the power to revive the dead. After the broadcasting incident, he didn't go to the prayer house, but he stayed in his office all the time in the church. And he attended the Daniel prayer meeting with the church members. And the prayer title at the time was "The Power to Revive the Dead," like Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days and had foul smell. Suppose you put yourself in his shoes. You are wrongfully accused. Probably you'd prayed that, "Oh Father, they are accusing me wrongfully. Please take this frame. They are framing me, and please take it away." But Senior Pastor was praying for the power to revive the dead. Even though we are not perfect, because we are following his example, so we will not just pray for the problems to go away, but we will, I believe you are giving thanks to God, who will receive glory after the trials. And we'll pray, we'll be able to pray for the ministry of the senior pastor after all these things will be over. Now we are experiencing this like it is an everyday life. And the senior pastor's completing the power of recreation. But of course, we can't just go to any random corpse and pray. But those who, of course, right from the beginning of the church, those who stopped breathing, they were revived by senior pastor's prayer. And also, those who can see, those who can hear, because their nerves are dead, they are being revived by the prayer. They come to see and they come to hear. And this kind of power was not just given freely. It was given through the 98 and 99, the harsh trials, by overcoming those harsh trials with goodness and love and faith. You can receive great blessings without hardships. You can give glory to God greatly without harsh trials. But in 98 and 99, we went through all those pain and sorrow, and it turned into so much greater power. So who can deny this fact? Because it is very true. So after praying for, after the senior pastor prayed for the power to revive the dead in 98 and 99, what happened? We came to have overseas crusades from the year 2000, and the power of God was manifested beyond our imaginations. We guided so many souls to salvation. So many incurable diseases were healed. And even the dead nerves, dead things were revived. Especially, I can talk about, there was a little girl in Honduras crusade, Maria Yesenia Rodriguez Dominguez. She had high fever at the age of 2, and because of high fever, she lost the eyesight in the right eye, and she had received corneal transplant, but she couldn't see. But in 2002, in Honduras crusade with a senior pastor, he had the one-day revival meeting in La Cosecha Church. And after this message, he prayed for the whole congregation. When she received a prayer in the congregation, she felt something fresh. And she began to see the light. And she covered the left eye that she could see. And with the right eye that she couldn't see, she began to see. She could tell how many fingers. How amazing. She couldn't see at all. But how amazing is God's power, that God connected all the dead nerves, optic nerves and everything, so she could see. And what kind of blessing is this for her? It was never possible by any medicine or any power of men. But after we passed through 98 and 99 trials, God began to show such tremendous power through the senior pastor. Also, there were other cases too. Some of the cases is that there were dead fetuses who were revived. Is a testimony of the couple of Sergei Belvovets, the president, CEO of InVictory Media Group. And when we were having this trouble, he is very sorry and he wants to help us, help our church. He is running the number one portal Christian Russian site. So he is helping us. And also he is also giving us a lot of good ideas, because he had experienced this amazing power through the prayer of senior pastor. He experienced the power of God. So he is still trusting us, loving us. So in December 2011, it was her, she was in the 9th month of the pregnancy. And for a couple of days, there was no movement of the fetus. So on the phone, she was diagnosed, but the situation wasn't good. But they believed in the God who can revive the dead. And on December 16th, they requested the senior pastor's prayer. And when they received the prayer in Canada, the fetus in her womb began to move again. So finally, on December 27th, they got the second son, and everything was normal. So this dead fetus was revived. Those who have a lot of doubts, they didn't have proper diagnosis. Maybe the fetus didn't move at all. She stayed quiet.
의심하는 사람도 있는데요. 그래서 아버지 하나님 병원에서 검사한 결과의 간증까지도 또 역사하십니다.
So there is another case where they actually have the actual medical diagnosis. Sana Khan in Pakistan, they didn't have, the fetus didn't move at all in November in 2011. They received the ultrasound and the fetus was declared dead. So the doctor suggested taking the fetus out. But Sana Khan attended the Reverend Tashik Gill's meeting in Lahore, Pakistan on November 9th. So after the message, Reverend Gill prayed with a handkerchief on which senior pastor prayed. And she received a prayer on her, laying her hand on her abdomen. At the moment, she felt hot and cool at the same time. And right away, she began to feel the movement of the fetus. And the next day, she went to the hospital to get the diagnosis. And the fetus had the heartbeat. The right next day, on the 11th, she gave birth to a healthy baby. And through the handkerchief prayer, such an amazing thing took place. And also there was another case, the same kind of case. But I can't talk about all these things because of limitation of time. But all these things began to take place through the trials in 98 and 99. Passing through those times in 98 and 99, senior pastor said much greater things will take place. One of the things he said is even the idolaters like Buddhist monks or sorcerers, shamans, they will come and accept the Lord. And it actually happened. In October 2000, senior pastor had the crusade in Pakistan. And right before that, there was a welcoming dinner. There were many leaders in the supper. And there was this Islamic leader who came to attend the meeting. He had problem walking. And before the supper, he asked for the senior pastor to pray for him. So he was the number one person, the first person that he prayed for. And seeing that, all the Pakistani pastors and other people, it was extraordinary. It was out of imagination. It was beyond imagination. Because Islam, Muslims, they don't even have contact with any Christian. And this leader of the Islam in that area, he asked the senior pastor to pray for him because he believed in the power of God being manifested through the senior pastor. So beginning with this, there were so many other amazing things taking place. And we have a church. In our church, we have a Deacon Dongsun Lee, who used to be a head of a temple, Buddhist temple, head monk of the Buddhist temple. He used to suffer from so many diseases. And he was healed of so many diseases, some of them incurable. And last year, he recovered his eyesight. Now, he has 0.6 and 0.9, so he doesn't have to wear eyeglasses. So you watched this testimony last year. Other than him, There is also some shamans who accepted the Lord. The shamans, they know. They serve demons. So they receive messages from the demons and they get some things right. But they were realizing that they worked hard for the demons. They were always sick. They always had hardships. They couldn't solve these problems. But in Mamin Church, when they came to know about Mamin Church, when they heard about God, about the power of God manifested through a senior pastor, and even the dead comes back to life, even the sick people, they have a healthy life. So they come to think about it. They had been serving the demons for decades. They dedicated their lives, and yet they are still sick and their children have problems. So they are thinking about, they're re-evaluating their lives. So when they believe in God, these Christians, they live a happy life, blessed life. So they have their doubts. Some people, they are actually in contact with evil spirits, demons. So these people, when they came to this church and see this spiritual space, they easily see the spiritual things, the spiritual lights coming out from the senior pastor, coming out from the podium, the fire coming out. So they are actually seeing it in spirit. In the past, they were seeing the things of the evil spirits. But when they came to this church, they see the spiritual things of God. So they received a prayer. Their sicknesses are healed. So they convert to Christianity and they lead healthy lives. There are many. And some people, they are guided to our church. They read the Tasting Eternal Life before that, a testimonial memoir of the book of senior pastor, the book. And they see the spiritual lights in the book. So they, as they experience these spiritual things, they accept the Lord and they lead a Christian life. And it's not easy for them to convert because they have the fear that they might suffer. The demons that they were serving, the demons might give them a hard time. But because God is the only true God, some people, they are afraid. But when they see the lights and the fire of the Holy Spirit, because it is so strong, they can open their mind and they can change their mind. They have, this God is much stronger. But it's not just stronger, but He's the only true God. So they feel safe. Even though they are not leaders of other religions, but if these in other religions for a long time, they are afraid. But you can boldly say that you will be even safer here. They might be afraid that they might go through any hardships. You can explain to them that the demons can't touch you if you stay in God. There was something that happened in Thailand. Pastor Warafong Ingwatanakun, he watched a DVD of Power of God in 2006, and he came to know about Mamin's ministry, and he visited our church in 2008, and he received a handkerchief prayer of senior pastor. And there was a very influential shaman in his village. He preached the gospel to him for 1 year, but he just refused. But when he had this handkerchief on which senior pastor prayed, and when he prayed for him, soon he accepted the Lord. And this shaman changed his name to Peter, and his wife Esther, his daughter Mary, and his son Paul. And because this shaman converted, all the people in the town, in the village, accepted the Lord, and they named their village Nazareth. If you actually witness the works of the living God, even though they believe in other religions, they come to realize that God is true God and what they had been serving is false. That is why we are in need of the power of God. So that has been the ministry of this church. That has been the ministry of the senior pastor. And to accomplish God's power, to show God's power, the senior pastor has always been overcoming all the hardships with love and goodness. Also, the third thing that senior pastor mentioned is he said that many members saw dreams or visions that so many people will come to this church from all over the world. In 98 and 99, he said so many people from all over the world will come and visit our church. So until 98 and 99, how many people from other countries came to our church? In 98 and 99, there were 30. 98, 98, 30, 99, 64 visitors and guests from other countries. But in 2017, 2,582 people from 44 countries. And actually, we are asking them not to come because we don't have enough space. They come usually when we have church events, anniversaries, and things like that. So we can't accept everybody. We can't welcome everybody. We don't have enough space. So we say we will invite you when we build a new sanctuary. But because they want to see so much, they want to come to our church and see for themselves. So that is why in 98 and 99, there weren't so many people from other countries. But the senior pastor said, during those trials, that so many people will come from other countries. And these visitors are not just layman members. There were so many leaders. We had some famous people like Dr. William Dembski. And also, the former vice president of Peru, ministers, the leader of the leading party, majority party, and so many religious leaders. And those who couldn't come, they asked our senior pastor to pray for their elections, that they are candidates for Congress, Parliament, and they want to become the minister. So some of the examples, we have this the vice chairman of the Knesset of Israel. When he first met with the senior pastor, he wasn't so influential, but when he kept on receiving senior pastor's prayer, he got promoted. He went up, going up and up, and he even became the vice chairman of the Knesset. And also there are so many famous people, also influential people in different aspects of the society, like the Christian leaders, presidents of seminaries, theological colleges, working with us, cooperating with us, and some, you know, even very influential rabbi, Jewish rabbi, visited our church. And also he loves the senior pastor very much. So whenever I go to Israel, I meet with him. And he says, I'd like to come. Again, I'm sorry, but we don't have enough space. So we will invite you when we build the new sanctuary. So he loved his visit to our church. So these things, we didn't have these things in 98 and 99. But it became like everyday life. Does it look like we are going through a hardship? But those who experience the power of God all over the world, they are sharing for us that they still trust in the innocence of the senior pastor. So I will read out one letter to you. One of the, I receive in the beginning of the year, I wrote letters to the pastors all over the world, branch churches and associative churches, and who are in cooperation with us. And they reply that they are comforted, they are loved, they are cheering for us, that they don't care about the situation. They believe that God will turn these things into blessing. There was this letter from Russia, the president in Russia. He had been preparing to get the government approval. So finally he did at the end of last year. So without this approval, there could be many problems. But so finally he got it approved at the end of 2018. And those who still love us, who trust the senior pastor, they are protected, they are blessed. So thirdly, senior pastor said, there will be so many people coming from all over the world to visit our church. And fourth, it is that after the trials, this church will make known the living God all over the world to lead so many Gentiles to the Lord. And this holiness gospel will spread all over the world. That was his hope that we have to do. So at that time, the holiness gospel was not going out to the world. And he said, I heard the messages, the holiness gospel could be preached everywhere on TV through broadcasting. But now it is reality. He said, I heard, but now it is reality. The overseas crusades began in the year 2000, not just in Christian countries, dominantly Christian countries, but also in Islam and Hindu countries. And so many people converted. So the number of branch and associative churches, we had in 98, we had 349. But now, today, as you know very well, we have 11,430 branch and associative churches. And from 2011, it's almost the same, but we have great expectations for the in the future how much it will increase. Because there are so many churches that want to work with us. They're the same. I received a letter from Georgia. Maybe you're not so familiar with the country called Georgia, because I went to Russian-speaking countries quite a few times. So some... Also, the senior pastor's messages are broadcast in Russia and Russian-speaking countries. So there are many people who love the senior pastor. And to Georgia, we have never been to Georgia. And we have never been to the neighboring countries either. But the Russian-speaking Israeli pastors, they visit the Russian-speaking countries in some meetings. So they talk about senior pastor, they talk about manmin. So these people, they have a longing. So the overseas team, they asked me to send letters to these people. And I was wondering, they asked me to come for a meeting, to speak for a meeting to Georgia. But this year I'm not going. Anyway, but I didn't even visit them. I never saw them. I never met them. And still, do I have to write the letter? They said, they are longing. They have so much longing. So I did write the letter. And as if they've been with Manmin for a long time. as if they had been a very long friend. He replied, "Dear Pastor Soo-jin Lee, greetings in the name of the Lord. I am thankful for your gracious letter. We were comforted, and we receive a lot of grace and joy through your letter. We are praying hard for Reverend Lee and Manmin Church, and for you. We have seen the power of God through the ministry of the of Reverend Jadok Lee. We are blessed, and we are always thankful to Manmin Church." And how were they made aware of the power of God? They are watching the sermons of the senior pastor on TV. And Elder Ronya Son, who is a Russian interpreter, he visited his church and he showed senior pastor's photo. And when he showed a photo, they already said, "Oh, I know him very well." "And how do you know him?" "And I always watch his sermons on TV." So Ronya was very surprised. So in his letter he wrote, he had seen a lot of power of God, powerful works of God through the ministry of Reverend Jadok Lee, and they were blessed. And they also give thanks to Manmin Church, which tried to save so many souls around the world. And the pastors in Georgia would like to be united with Manmin, and in deeper spiritual connection, we'd like to accomplish greater works of God through the cooperation and relations with Manmin. The works of the Holy Spirit and blessing of God will come down on Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, even in the neighboring countries. Dear Pastor Soo-jin Lee, we are continually praying that you and mission delegation will visit Georgia and Armenia and manifest the works of God for so many souls to be blessed. My wife, Karina, and I would like to visit Korea and see Manmin Church in person. Once again, we are thankful for your letter and prayers. May the hand of power of God be with Reverend Lee and you, Pastor Soo-jin Lee. Pastor Silvio Organician. It's just one letter, but so many churches around the world, so many pastors around the world are cheering for you, praying for the senior pastor. We've never had direct contact with them. We never visited them, but because by listening to the senior pastor's messages, they are united in spirit, and they would like to accomplish greater works of God with us. So the will of God will be fulfilled anyway, despite all the disturbing works of enemy devil and Satan. It's not because they are not aware of the current situation. It is already known all over the world. But because they have seen the power of God, because the pastors, they know this, they understand this very well, that it's not easy to show the power of God. But those who show the power of God is a man of God. And because they are well aware of this fact, despite they hear about the current situation, they still trust our senior pastor, they still pray for us. And let me talk about the book ministry and TV ministry. Before 1999 and after that, until 99, there were 24 Korean books and there were 7 books in other countries in 2 languages. But now we have 112 Korean books and 510 books in other languages, translated into 61 languages and in 49 languages in distribution. Before 99, we never had any contract with the publishers of other countries. But from beginning with Grace Publishing in Taiwan from 2003, now we have 24 publishers who are in cooperation with us, in contract with us for distribution and publication in 17 countries. And How about the TV ministry? In 99, we didn't have our own broadcasting station or TV channel. Before 2000, we were senior pastors' messages were broadcast on Far Eastern Broadcasting Company or CBS. So senior pastor had to spend a lot of time recording the radio sermons. But senior pastor had great vision in TV ministry. So in the opening assembly of 99, he already talked about TV ministry so that the leaders could prepare. And 1 year after that, from January 1st, Manmin TV website streaming began in January 1st, 2000. And also the Manmin TV opening ceremony was held 1 year after 99, on January 1st, 2000. So from May 2004, there were many Christian broadcasters from United States, UK, Honduras, Guatemala, Russia, Australia, and Spain. They formed GCN, Global Christian Network. And from July 2005, we began 24-hour satellite broadcasting through NSS 6 satellite. And from September through Channel 17 and 27, we began the airing in New York, in New York City and around. And from October 10th, 2005, the GCN was formally launched. And in 2018, we have senior pastors' programs being broadcast in 170 countries through 4,300 channels. And also in overseas crusades. These crusades were live broadcast, not only in the country that where we are having the crusade, but also in neighboring countries. And in 2006, in New York Crusade, it was live broadcast to more than 200 countries. In case of Israel and Estonia crusades, it was broadcast to more than 220 countries. So through our church, the living God is broadcast all over the world. And his prediction, it was kind of his prophecy, and it was fulfilled. And these things you know, you understand very well, these things can't just happen. And here comes the conclusion. In 98 and 99, when we are going through the trials, we couldn't see the way out. But senior pastor relied on God and trusted Him and only overcame everything with goodness and love. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." God gave us great blessings according to the faith of the senior pastor. When we are going through those things, senior pastor said it's a trial for blessing. But the leaders at that time, they couldn't really believe him. They couldn't really picture what kind of blessings were going to be given to us. They just hoped these trials would pass. But senior pastor gave them the hope and vision. If we overcome these trials, we'll see much greater glory of God. And each of his predictions was fulfilled. And now it's a reality. But at that time, we couldn't imagine these things. So I was thinking, suppose your parents, they work hard, but you're still poor. And your father really works hard. And so they try to give the children some comfort. So the children, they can pretty much get everything they want. But all these things were earned by their parents. But the children, they don't really understand it. But if they can recognize that fact, acknowledge their parents for that, the parents should be so happy. And even when they are having a hard time, if they, the family members, they can help each other, encourage each other, and when they see a better day, when they see better days, then they'll be so much more happy. It's the same when we can see that after 1999, all these ministries, overseas ministries, power of God, manifestations of power of God, all these things are taking place through the faith of senior pastor. And so we try to take after the faith of senior pastor. And from 2011, you see in the graph that it is stable, but after these trials, it'll explode, and I am sure of that. Now we kind of take the power of works for granted, all these healings and blessings. But at that time, it was just a hope. It was just a prayer title. But after we passed through all those trials of blessing, God gave us unimaginable power to our senior pastor. And he receives glory through Manmin. And what will take place after we go through these trials? There'll be continental crusades, completion of the power of recreation, building the glorious sanctuary, and us becoming spiritual warriors, taking care of so many souls, healing them with handkerchief prayers. We will become the citizens of New Jerusalem. And to gain that glory, we should be able to overcome these trials with goodness and love and faith. And I hope you will expect with faith what kinds of blessings we will see after these trials and prepare for those days.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.